She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Back in the spring, we had our basement waterproofed, and I cannot tell you how relieved I am. It had been water damaged for a while, and I kept thinking about mold, and I knew it was bad, but boy, I didn't know just how bad. So I am breathing easy and so thankful, and absolutely love the documentary Moldy. It's a wonderful documentary by Dave Asprey, and it's got the wonderful Dr. Daniel Amen in it, and he joins us now. We're going to talk about this amazing film. Hello, Dr. Amen.
Thanks for having me.
So nice to have you on. The film opens with a woman saying, "My health was failing and inside I was dying." And then it goes on to show others sharing a sentence or two about their illnesses caused by toxic mold. And your jaw just drops and it's so heartbreaking. Talk to us a little bit about the film and your involvement in it.
Well, Dave actually came to our clinics many years ago because he was feeling awful. And his brain looked awful. And I went, "Why does your brain look awful?" And so in the process of working it up, discovered he had serious mold problems in his house. Mm. And one of the things I learned a long time ago after I was at Amen Clinics, we're psychiatric clinics, but we look at people's brains, is that if you're exposed to mold, it can actually shrink your brain and damage its function. And now all of my patients, I go, have you had a flood at home? Have you had water damage? Because mold exposure can damage every organ in your body, but including your brain.
You know, it's interesting. I was watching the movie and before the interview, and I've had my house tested for mold. When I moved in here about 3.5 years ago, I had somebody, his name is Frank Havercade. He is an expert in mold here where I'm based in Canada. And he tested our home. And as I was watching the movie yesterday, I had them come back in this morning because we've had water damage over the year. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get my house tested for mold. So I'm very happy that we're talking to you today, Dr. Amen, because I do think it's so important for people to test for it and to see if it's actually interfering with their lives. So Dr. Amen, when it comes to mold, you know, I think one of the things that I looked for in the movie when I was looking at it is, at 48 minutes in, you said you can make it better, that you're not stuck with a moldy brain. Can you share some ways that people can, let's say they were exposed to mold or they do have that moldy brain, how they can get better?
Well, I mean, the first thing, obviously, is you got to stop the toxins. I mean, that's the absolute first thing. Your brain cannot heal in a toxic environment. So getting your house tested by people who really know what they're doing, getting it cleaned up, that's the first thing. The second thing is, well, as mold is toxic, so sugar, so are artificial sweeteners, so are pesticides. It's, you have to clean up your diet. Your diet is just absolutely critical. Not enough physicians take people's diet seriously enough. And then detoxing can be really important. And sometimes as simple as using an infrared sauna can be really helpful. Okay. And then you provide the brain with the nutrients that it needs. So virtually all of my patients I have on a really high-quality multiple vitamin, high-quality fish oil, and then nutrients in multiple mechanisms to optimize brain function. So we use nutrients to boost blood flow, to boost antioxidant status, to help with blood sugar stabilization, blood flow, and so on. So it really becomes this very comprehensive program to clean up the toxic mass, if you will, through diet, lifestyle, supplement, interventions. But if you don't get rid of the mold, you're not getting better.
Yeah, you know, I want to mention some of the symptoms with mold toxicity: brain fog, weight gain, fatigue, sleep disorder, short-term memory, mood swings, depression, migraines, joint pain, focus and concentration issues. It is huge. And I think a lot of people end up going to their doctors, and this was talked about in the movie. They're told it's all in their head, or they see a neurologist who says there's nothing wrong. And then you have the hardship of getting your friends and family. There was a woman in the movie who said she lost 90% of her friends and family. And there was another guy who, I thought this was so striking, where he said people understand trauma and they understand cancer, but this is something people don't understand. And like, when you need it the most, you're not getting that support. Totally. What advice do you have when you get turned away, Dr. Amen, to just keep persevering?
Right. To find people who actually know, who will actually take it seriously, test you for it, and connect with a community of warriors. I mean, people who have actually been through it. So they can give you smart support, as opposed to, I mean, this is what happens. They go to a neurologist because of all these big neurological symptoms. The neurologist may do an EEG and an MRI, and both of them are normal. And now he's beginning to think, oh, you have a personality problem. when I would scan them, and I would go, oh, my God, their brain's toxic. Why is it toxic? Is it Lyme? Is it an infection? Is it mold? Now, everybody's on the same page, and we're not blaming or shaming anybody. What we're doing is we're aggressively going after a medical problem.
You know, I was just, as you're speaking, you're like, because obviously you've done, how many spec scans have you done? I think it was over 20,000 or something.
112,000 now.
112,000. Wow. Okay. So
yeah.
Is it a requirement? I'm just totally making a joke, but is it like when you, I guess you have your friends, you have your colleagues. I always wonder, do you say to yourself, wow, I'd love to look at their brain. I'd love to scan their brain. Because you could probably just look at people and say, okay, I could, you know, at this point you've done so many and you really are the expert in this area. Is, I wonder if you're able to like look at people or just kind of guess, I guess, in terms of behavior or how they are, or how they act in terms, I guess, connected to something that's going on with them.
Well, if you date one of my kids for more than 4 months, you have to get scanned. I mean, it's just sort of the rule in my house, because, you know, I can't tell from looking at someone, you know, are they just sort of a jerk or is there something the matter with their brain? And by looking, you know, I say a picture is worth 1,000 words, but a map is worth 1,000 pictures. A map tells you where you are and how to get to where you want to go. So when I met my wife 10 years ago, I really liked her and I went, can you come to the clinic? And I literally scanned her 2.5 weeks later. And I'm like, okay, you get to stay.
You know, Dr. Amen, something that you mentioned in the film is you were talking about how an IQ can go from, that was originally 130 down to 115. You also talked about how people can act like jerks and that, you know, everyone around them is like, why are you such a jerk? And they're like, I don't know. I'm, you know, because of the rage issues. And I mean, that's why it's so important to get the proper help.
It can take you from being a sweet, loving, effective person to someone you would not never recognize or never want to be. And the imaging work I do has just given me such empathy for people who suffer, because I think most people are like me and that they want to do the best that they can. And when they can't, there's a reason, and that we should look for the reason rather than just calling them bad.
Yeah. You know, another thing was a weight gain as well, like a 20 to 30 pound weight gain without any change of habits. That was pretty astounding. My head just went, whoa, Andrea, when I was watching the film, when I saw that part, I just thought, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, it completely changes your gut. And there are certain bugs in your gut that are really good at extracting calories from your food. And there are other ones that are, you know, much more thoughtful. So, not thoughtful, but you know, they're just more efficient. So gut health is totally connected to brain health, which is something we should talk about at some point.
Yes, definitely. I think it would be very interesting to talk about. We'd obviously love to have you back on, Dr. Amen. And thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and really changing the medical community and changing people's lives for the better. And just before you go, I'm just going to leave because we're out of time. But one of the things you say, and I've heard you say in many, many different places, is that we don't have to live with the brain we have. We can change it and make it better. And I think that hope is phenomenal for people. For those of you who are listening who want to learn more about Dr. Amen, you can go to his website at danielamenmd.amenclinics.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at Doc Amen. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and Twitter and follow us at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.